Police are investigating the death of a man after a suspicious house fire in Whangarei. Four fire crews were called out to the suburb of Tikipunga around 3 o'clock this morning and found a house and a car ablaze. After the fire was put out, a man was found inside the property. He died at the scene. Just 2 hours later, another fire involving a car was reported in the same suburb. Detective Inspector Al Simmons spoke to me earlier and said the investigation into the fires is underway.
At this stage, we are aware that a person has died. We don't know how that has occurred at this point. We're into our work in conjunction with Foreign Emergency New Zealand to determine the cause of the fire. And based on that, we will take whatever action we need to find out how and why this happened.
And so will it take for you to send this to the coroner to understand the cause of death?
We have a post-mortem scheduled for tomorrow, which will give us an indication of how this person has died, although we can tell at this early stage that it appears to be from injuries sustained during the fire, and that will give us a direction on which we're heading.
Was this person in the house or the car, and do you know if it started in either of those?
Can't really say with any certainty at this stage on how or why this fire has started. Once we get through our work in the next couple of days, we'll be able to have a better direction as to what we can say in respect of that.
So over the next couple of days, what will the investigation entail?
So we will be doing our scene examination in conjunction with the ESR and Foreign Emergency New Zealand. We'll also be doing some forensic work with the pathologist to determine how the deceased has died. And that will then set the direction for which the inquiry will go.
At this stage, does the fire appear to be suspicious?
At this stage, we can say the fire is unexplained. We don't know how or why this fire has started. And once we get through our work, that will give us a better picture of what's happened here.
And there was a second fire in the suburb later in the morning. What can you tell us about that, and is it connected?
I can't say it's connected at this point. There was a car fire proximate to the scene, so we are encompassing that as part of our inquiries.
Okay, and so just to reiterate the process from this point in terms of the investigation, how long will it take and who will be involved?
So at this stage it will be involved. Police will have the lead in conjunction with Foreign Emergency New Zealand and ESR. And that may take a day, may take 2 days. May take longer.
Are you speaking to residents nearby?
Yeah, and information is our currency, Ben. So anybody who saw something, heard something, or knows something about this inquiry, we'd appreciate if they would get in touch with us. They can do that on 105, call the Whangarei Police Station, or there will be details on our Facebook page on how to get in touch with us.
That is Detective Inspector Al Simmons there. And in a media release this morning, police said the circumstances of the fire are being treated as suspicious.